Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles podcast. Today, we're going to talk about brand vision. You know, how to create a vision for your brand. I often get asked this many times. What encompasses a visionary brand or the visionary brand? Those that have read the book, I just recently released an Amazon bestseller, The Visionary Brand, the success formula behind the world's most visionary brands. And when we go out and talk with our brands, this is a big question that we have. How do we become visionary? And the first thing is to establish a brand vision, you know, and asking the question, well, how do we create a vision for the brand? And the first thing that I put up on the board, which is a very succinct brand vision, is think different. Those of you that know Steve, that's as far as I have to go. This is Steve's main quote with Apple was when he came back. This was the campaign that was a trajectory for Apple that took them to being the least profitable computer company to the most valuable company on the planet. So think different. It's a simple but sophisticated, you know, just like Steve wanted it to be, a sophisticated vision. And yet it's only two words. And that's what I say to the brands. What are the three or four words that would encompass the vision for your brand? And a lot of them will just look at me as if I'm crazy. Well, how do I break down the vision for my brand into four or five words? Well, if it's good enough for Apple, it's good enough for you, and it's critical that when somebody asks you, what does your brand stand for? And think about that for a second. Literally, think different. You know, when somebody walked up to Steve and said, what does Apple stand for? There's probably a public relations paragraph that Steve could have read. But if you think about it, if he said, think different, and then walked away, that's really the bloodline of what Apple was all about and what brought him back to the top. So just like Steve was thinking, you need to think the same way when you're talking about your brand vision. You know, not all brand visions can be as sophisticated, but yet having a vision is critical to the success of your company. And being able to tell it succinctly is even more important. You know, establishing a vision for your brand is probably the most important thing that you will do when starting your company. And also, if your company is already started and it's losing its way, people don't have passion anymore from the leadership down, and they can't drive that passion into their team members. So this is a very important thing for all companies that want to become visionary, become a brand, or startups. This is the anchor that will allow you to sail in the direction that will get you through the storms. So again, establishing a vision is one of the most important, probably the most important thing when you're starting a company. And when you set the vision or the path of where you want to take your company, this is what's going to anchor you with those that join your company and future generations of leaders of your brand. And again, I often reference to Nike or Adidas or Tesla, Apple. You know, some are new, some are old, some have been around for generations. And it's not the same leader at the top, but the vision stayed the same. So by setting a vision, it sets the tone, the culture, the long-term goals, and what you want to accomplish as a brand. There's a vision positioning statement, such as think different. And, you know, along with Steve Visions, there's other brands that have great positioning or vision statements. Think of BMW, the ultimate driving machine. What more do they need to say? Somebody joins BMW, what do you stand for? We're the ultimate driving machine. So it sets the tone, the culture, and long-term goals. And, you know, this is a lot to accomplish, you know, but it must be succinct. And bringing it down to a few simple words will be your most challenging task. When we work with brands, before we start digging into the 11 principles or these step-by-step points on how to set your vision, this is the first task that we put up on the board for our brands. Tell me what you stand for. Somebody walks in, whether it's a new employee, somebody at a public relations firm, magazine, interviews. What are you going to tell somebody? You got 5 seconds. It's the elevator pitch that I say from floor one to floor 1.5. You've got 5 seconds. Tell me what you stand for. So setting a vision for your brand is crucial in defining its purpose, direction, and long-term goals. But also setting a succinct vision statement is critical for building the rest of that vision foundation. So a well-crafted vision statement helps guide your company decisions, your actions, and your strategies. If you think about it, think different can apply to any part of your company. It isn't just product, and Steve meant it to be that. Think different in the way that you bill your customer. Think different on the way that you talk to your customer. Think different on how you're loyal to your customer. Think different on your operations and how you source your product. Think different on how you ship your product. All of these things are just questions to ask the entire company. What can you do differently that will make us more successful as a brand? That's a vision. So when we look at the setting a vision, people ask us at Liquid Mind, how do we do this? And, you know, we've got many different ways to go about it. Depends on where you are in the development of your company. Are you a brand? Are you not a brand? Have you lost your way as a brand? Do you need to reset and re-anchor that positioning statement? So I'm going to give you 11 step-by-step points here on setting a vision for your brand. And number one is understand your brand's purpose. And what I mean by that is start by clarifying why your brand exists at all. Beyond profit making. You know, what product does it create and what problem does it solve? And think about that. If you're, again, a football brand and you're making a cleat, what is it that your brand stands for? What's your purpose in entering the football market? And what makes you authentic? And what problem does your product solve? Because that has to be translated to your customer. Maybe a cool product with a cool brand, a cool logo, but that brand is not going to get you over the hump when you look at successfully commercializing and put it in the marketplace. So what value does it bring to your customer's life? You know, what brand purpose is it that it be the foundation upon which you set your vision to be built? So that's number one. Number two is define your long-term goals. You know, consider where your brand, it's called future vision. You know, consider where your brand would be in 5, 10, 20 years. Now, I realize things change. That's when you pivot. You have clear sailing and all of a sudden you hit storms. But the vision and the anchor stays the same. You may have to change your course a little bit, but the direction that you're going always stays the same. It's those that go off course and stay off course, never go back on course, that lose their passion, they lose their vision, they lose their brand equity. And eventually, they lose where they're going as a brand long-term. So define your long-term goals. What do you hope to achieve? Consider market share, revenue, geographical expansion, customer base, growth metrics, customer loyalty. You know, all of these things are important to defining your long-term goals as a brand. So that's number two. Number three is, and this seems logical to people, but I've seen more often than not where brands really don't do an in-depth study on this. Analyze the market and the competition. And I put defined long-term goals in that order for a reason. Because when you look at analyzing the market and your competition, understanding your landscape over that time frame is also important. You know, it's not just who you're battling today, but also who you're going to battle tomorrow. So understand that landscape in which your brand operates. Competitor strengths, weaknesses, those are obvious things, but also opportunities and probably the most important thing is the future threats. You know, identify the gaps in the market where your brand can address it uniquely that gives you a competitive point of difference from your competition. Number four is consider your brand values. You know, what are your foundational principles that guide your brand's actions? And I say actions. And I've seen so many brands, leaders that we work with on whiteboarding with brand vision, that they'll put it on paper, but they don't apply it in reality, meaning that in team meetings or the vision is applied to reality of the situation the brand deals with on a day-to-day basis, on their products, interacting with customers, whatever it is, it has to have action associated with the brand. So the brand values are actions. You know, consider values like innovation, disruption, brand sustainability, integrity. Some of these are tangible, some of these are intangible, or being customer-centric. You know, these are all important. You know, your vision should align with these core values of the company and foundational values of your company, regardless if it's product, marketing, sales, operations, sourcing, your factories. Everybody has to understand what your vision is and your core values for your brand. And number five is involve key team members. You know, engage team members with the out-of-the-box thinking. And this is the ideation phase that you see sometimes with product in the vision setting process. You know, their insights can provide valuable perspectives that you may not have thought of and ensure alignment with the other functional groups within your company as well. And what I mean on key team members is, traditionally with ideation, brands think of, well, okay, we're going to have marketing and sales, which truly is the core of ideation process on future product, how you're positioning the product, how you align your product with the brand vision, but also other key team members on what else can we do inside of the company to make us more profitable. You know, these are ideas that come from other functional groups as well. So involve all key team members in that process. And number six is craft a clear and inspiring vision statement. And I say clear, that goes back to the think different and the ultimate driving machine. A vision statement should be very concise, memorable, and inspiring. Think of some of the positioning statements with brands you're associated with. Just do it. These are campaigns, but they're also brand visions that inspire people to aspire to be part of the brand lifestyle. So a vision statement should be that inspiration that aspires people to want to be a part of your brand and your lifestyle that you're creating. You know, it should capture the essence of what your brand aims to achieve in the long run. You know, use language that brings emotion and paints this clear picture of the future of your brand. And this is what makes generational brands. That doesn't change just because leadership changes. The foundation of the vision stays the same. Number seven is make it ambitious but realistic. You know, we talk about concept cars and the reality of the concept car never comes to reality. So you want to make sure that if you're moving down the path of something that you can't commercialize, and you keep banging your head against the wall, be realistic. Maybe move on to something else, but keep alignment with disruption and innovation in everything that you do. So it should be ambitious enough to motivate and excite, but also grounded in reality of, is this actually commercializable? You know, striking a balance between aspiration and feasibility is a key to successfully executing your vision into the marketplace. So that's number seven. Number eight is ensure alignment with mission and strategy. And vision is different than strategy. You know, strategy is the execution of the vision statement. So your vision should be aligned with your brand's mission, you know, why you exist and your strategic plan, how you'll get there. You know, these elements work together to provide a clear roadmap for a brand. So it all starts with this main pillar of your vision. And the vision then spreads out between the strategy and the mission to execute that strategy in the marketplace. Number nine is communicate internally and externally. And I say externally. Most people will say communicate internally. But you want this to be very vocal externally as to what your mission is, what your values are, what your vision for your company is and the lifestyle you want to promote. So when you share your vision with your team consistently to get buy-in and a commitment, but when your employees understand and believe in the vision, the more likely they'll work towards it. And the more loyal you are to that vision, the more trust that is built. The more authentic you are with that vision, the more loyalty that's built. So communicate that vision externally to customers, partners, investors to build a shared understanding of what your vision is and where you're taking the company long term. And number 10 is review and update periodically. You do have to update and review, but you're not changing. If you are a brand and you're truly a brand, you've got a set vision and a path. You know, your brand vision should not be set in stone. Market conditions and business dynamics change over time, but you want to set a clear path as to where you're going and not. Just because a storm comes up, you don't follow the path of that storm. You work through these barriers, keep the path straight, and keep your compass aligned with where your vision is. So when you look at your brand's vision, should not be set in stone. Market conditions and business dynamics will change. You know, review and adjust your vision to stay relevant and aligned with evolving landscapes. But when I say adjust, what I'm indicating is pivot where you have to, but stay in line with your foundational principles of what your vision for the brand is. So don't be as stubborn when you go through COVID, not to change or pivot, but understand what your vision is and update it periodically relative to the conditions in the marketplace. Number 11 is lead by example. You know, as a leader, you embody the value and principles outlined in the vision. You, as a leader, have to believe passionately in that vision in order to translate it authentically to your team members. So your actions and decisions should demonstrate your commitment to achieving the brand's long-term goals and vision for the brand. So lead by example. So again, let me recap these 11. It's a lot, but they're extremely important in establishing and setting and sticking to your vision long-term and ultimately building a successful brand that could commercialize product that is generational. So the 11-point step-by-step guide is this. One is understand your brand's purpose. Number two is define your long-term goals. Number three is analyze the market and competition continually, not just short-term, but long-term. Consider your brand's values. First, understand your brand value through your vision. And then involve key team members across all functional areas, just not product marketing and sales. Everybody should be involved. And number six is craft a clear and inspiring vision statement. Think different. The ultimate driving machine. Think of something that's going to inspire passion with your team. Make it ambitious and realistic is number seven. Number eight is ensure alignment with mission and strategy. Vision first, strategy second, mission third. When you look at communicate internally and externally, consistently and authentically, and you build loyalty and trust long term is number nine. Number 10 is review and update periodically. Pivot if you need to, but stay true to your vision. Lead by example. Be authentic and true and trustworthy. You know, remember that a well-crafted vision is not just a statement on paper. It's a guiding force that influences your brand's culture, your strategies, and your actions. It should resonate with everyone inside of your company and outside your company through your community of loyal followers, associated with a brand and inspire them to work together to a common purpose. So again, it's a big task, but also it's the most important task your brand could ever face. So make sure that you're following through with your brand vision and following these 11 steps to successfully doing so. Thank you again for listening to the Visionary Chronicles. I look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles episode. I want to thank you for listening to the Visionary Chronicles podcast today. Always appreciate your time. I know how busy everyone is these days, but I wanted to also let you know if you have any comments or anything that you would like to let me know about, I would certainly appreciate it. I get a lot of emails from people listening to the podcast. You can reach out to me at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsite.com, L-I-Q-U-I-D-M-I-N-D-S-I-T-E.com, Facebook at Brian Smeltzer 33. Also Instagram, Brian underscore S-M-E-L-T-Z-E-R, and Twitter at Brian Smeltzer. So anything you would have comments, would appreciate you subscribing to the Visionary Chronicles. We would certainly appreciate it. We were also voted recently through FeedSpot top 70 marketing podcast globally, as well as top visionary podcast. So very proud of that as well. So again, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Look forward to the next Visionary Chronicles.